next morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Thanks, Mike and the Molotovs. And the I'm getting a lot of people emailing me what could have been said on the tennis court. I like this one. It says, as a Christian, I hate to say this, but the way you played today had to make your parents reconsider their pro-life stance. Christian girl tennis trash talk is my favorite thing in the world.
Oh, yeah. And God bless.
I love every second of that. And then I got an email from, this is a good one. Well, I got this. It says, morning, Holmberg. I watched the Suns game last night, and I thought I saw you sitting there behind the T-Wolves bench with Doug Hopkins. In fact, it was verified when I saw you turn towards Doug and then knock him out of his seat with that giant news. Anyway, it was neat to see you on TV, but F the Suns. That's how everybody feels today. Kyler Murray and James Conner were right there in the front row of the game last night. And Kyler's feet, you knew it was Kyler Murray because his feet didn't touch.
One seat?
Yeah, it was just one seat, but his feet didn't touch, and he kept swinging his legs around. I'm like, oh, that's adorable.
Was he sitting on sir or ma'am's lap at the game?
No, no. He had cotton candy, so it was hard to get that. And he had a bunch of,
crocodile cookie.
Yeah. And it looked huge in his hands. James Conner's a full-size man sitting next to him, so you could tell. But, yeah, the Cardinals were there. That was the exciting part of the game. The Suns are now, let's say it as citizens of the city. That's it. Window closed. They got to make some massive moves. And it was fun. From the 2020 bubble team to the 21 finals team to, there may be some trouble. And then they get Kevin Durant. You're like, yay. And he was, by the way, he's great. He played awesome the whole time. But I would venture to guess there's going to be some massive changes down there, including what everybody said I was crazy to say back in February, which is they're going to trade Devin Booker if this doesn't work out. And now that's the rumor that Devin Booker is going to get traded. And should, if you want this team to perpetuate forward instead of just live in this muck and mire of nothingness, which is where they are. Devin is their only piece. I don't want to see him go either, but he's their only piece. You can't trade Durant anymore. Too old. Bradley Beal was a nightmare in clutch moments in the last night especially. He was horrible. 7 points, 6 fouls. I mean, so you're going to look at it go and say goodbye to them. And this team doesn't need to be reassembled. There was no reason to believe this was any good to begin with. I think it's weird. It's just it's proof that we have absolutely no cachet in the world of media. They pay no attention to us. I've been pretty much on the forefront of this fire Frank Vogel thing since Christmas. I've been all over the trade Devin Booker, and then suddenly, I'm watching Dan Bickley get credit on ESPN for saying it a week ago, and I'm like, nobody pays it. The fart show doesn't get any attention. He's in Woj.
I've been saying it.
Yeah, Woj on ESPN. It's like Dan Bickley. I'm like, hey, hold on a second. I like Dan, but I said that way back in February when it started to seem like this would
be
an option.
You're his source.
I guess. I don't know. But it's credibility. There's none. You mean the guy that wants to fight POD's drummer? We're not quoting him. Not that I'd want it, but it would be nice to go, media rumble. We're not considered part of it because we don't like the rest of them, and they know that. And also, we beat them a lot, and they don't like that either. So we don't get that credibility. But, you heard it here first. There's no question about it. Now, maybe, was it flippant and off the cuff at the time? Sure, but it turns out to be quite no different than Colin Coward. That guy just spews out nonsense and only picks the stuff he's right about. It's kind of what I'm doing.
But, well, you know. Suns fans probably have to, you know, be ready for a 2-year process. You can't, I don't think.
You can do this in one.
You think?
If you take my plan, you can do this next year.
If you take my plan.
All you have to do, one little ad in the paper.
Tiny classified ads?
Tiny classified ads. That's the answer if you're the Phoenix Suns. Baby ads for your team. So, no, you trade Devin Booker to the San Antonio Spurs for 2 first-round picks. That's it. You free up $17 million. You go get yourself a free agent, a goddamn point guard, and you got the number one pick or top five pick in the draft.
That's still 2 seasons.
I don't think so. If you keep Durant and Beal and go get, you know, the number one overall rookie and then do something with the money you would have had to pay Booker and just get the Spurs to pay the whole deal, you got a lot of money to spend for free agents. You can piece together a really – look, Durant and Beal together, that's good. Most teams would love that. And you give that one more year, and then you've got young guys coming up because you got no draft picks. Again, somebody else will say this in a month or two and be like, that's a good idea, but you know, media will never edit.
But next season's going to be, you know, hey, if something happens, great.
We'll see. Yeah. It's all dependent on what happens. At noon today, when they fire Frank Vogel and the rest of that staff.
Think so? You think that's happening?
If they don't, they're wasting time. You let everyone in this, if I'm Matt Ishbia, the new owner of the Suns, I let everyone know this was wildly unacceptable and people are going to lose their jobs for it. This is not something we're going to him and haw over and I want to come across like a nice guy. It'll scare away other coaches because 1 year and you don't, but he gave a coach, like it's not like when the Cardinals fired that guy after 1 year, he had nothing to work with. So other coaches are like, I'm not going there. If you're expecting me to win with that Josh Rosen and I get fired after 1 year and you didn't give me any weapons, you get Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal. You have Grayson Allen, the number one three-point shooter in the league. You got a dude in the centers pulling down 12 boards a night and you can't manage to not look lazy and terrible night after night after night. Vogel's fired. And I've been saying that since December. The window was closing in December. None of their problems this season got fixed. That's a coach. They had the same problems in October that they had last night. All year long, that's coaching. If you can't adjust. And, you know, Chris Finch made, he looked like Red Auerbach coaching against Frank Vogel. Every adjustment he made the Suns look like they were half a step behind. This guy said, the Suns make it hard not to jump ship. Believe it or not, they're a stacked team that plays like garbage. That's exactly coaching. You look at that roster and tell me anybody looks at that and says, give me that all day long. Give me Durant, Booker, and Beal. Give me that. Nobody's saying no to that roster. Vogel blew it. And now Booker's probably got to go. And if they run this back next year, there's absolutely no excitement in the fan base. None. None. And frankly, it speaks a little bit to Devin Booker's leadership skills. But they can only go so far. In the playoffs, he kind of is like, well, this is all I got. He had a great game last night. Anyway. It's fun to finally say, F you 2023-24 Suns, go away. But you did have the draft this weekend, so it kind of gives you hope for football. Everybody's Bears, everybody's happy.
Yeah.
It's the only time in football that every team is really happy. Like they just did. Nobody says, we had a terrible draft. I don't know what that was. Everybody's happy with who they got. Everybody's, you know, but it doesn't matter until September. Everybody won the Super Bowl over the weekend.
Who's the Brock Purdy this year? Who's Mr. Insignificant?
Mr. Irrelevant?
Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't pay attention to round 7. Steelers didn't have a pick in the 7th, but probably a kicker. But, yeah, it's a sports kind of went, oh, and disappeared. But it'll be exciting. I'm expecting a massive trade. I'm expecting a Barkley-sized kind of seismic shift over there. And Matt Ishbia's, boy, he's not the type of guy that sits on this. Unless there's money to be locked somewhere, they're going to start shopping all these dudes in a couple of weeks. But yeah, I'd fire Frank Vogel. He would have been fired last night. I just going into things. I wanted to wear a shirt, a t-shirt I was going to write on it that said, Frank, Mr. Ishbia wants to see you in his office. It's too much to write on a shirt. So I was going to bring a poster, but then I'm like, I'm 51 years old. I don't bring posters to things. I wanted to go over to the Walgreens. and grab the poster board and get a Sharpie and like, that one's crooked, and then do another one. And then I'm like, my God, I'm teen girl. I can't do this. But this media outlet that never gets any credit, has been saying what's going to happen to this team for a long time. I take great pride in that. Take that, Woj.
Alabama DB, Jalen Keyes.
There he is, yeah. Just got it printed. The New York Jets, that's him. Number 257. He's Mr. Irrelevant. He's got a good football name. But we don't get that credit. We're not one of those media outlets that gets credit for the things we say. We're laughed at as the jokesters and the doofuses.
You have your sources are telling you?
I need to have sources. Yeah. I'm my own source.
You need to be Gambo's source.
Right. Know? My brain. I need to just start saying my thoughts are another person like Joe Biden does and say that they're sources. Because when I just say it, it's like, this idiot's opinion. But I need to say sources tell me, and that's just my inner voice. And people are like, oh, he's got sources? Because that's all those guys do at sports radio, and I know them. I don't know who their sources are. I think they just pull it out of thin air like I do. Nobody has sources in life. Do you have, like, I'm not a, like, police have informants. Who's your source? I got sources. Sources tell me. Sources.
That's the key. You never tell about your sources.
What if I, well, that's because you don't have them. They're just dumb thoughts in your head. What about, like, sorcerers? Like, if I said a sorcerer told me, it's the same thing. But we don't get that credit. We'll never have
good information from my medium.
I talked to a medium the other day. He told me that Devin Booker's a Spur. We're getting a number one overall pick. I'm like, yeah, that's what I've been saying the whole time. And all I had to do was go to a medium to back. You just need backup. And otherwise, you're just like a loon. And then when you get big enough, like Colin Cowherd, you just say whatever you want. And then 2 days later, I told you. I've been telling you the whole time. Like, okay.
Rarely accountability.
Right. They never go back and go, man, here's 14 things I said that couldn't have been more wrong.
Arizona's most funniest morning show.
Yeah, exactly.
Morning Sickness.
I'm listening because I want to.
Mornings of 98 KUPD.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The same with the draft analysts. Dudes are constantly wrong. They have like a 13% success rate, but still, the number one paid guy at ESPN outside of Stephen A. Smith is Mel Kiper. It's crazy. We don't get that credit. And on that note, I got this email. It says, hey, Super Jew. You know, it eventually just has to stop pandering to Brett's laugh.
Oh, I got to post that picture of the guy at the show.
Yeah, all right. Your shirt. The guy, did you see Rabbi Holmberg's shirt?
I didn't. I heard about it.
David, he put a picture. He made a shirt of me as a rabbi.
I forgot. I'll post that right now.
Anyway, this one says, hey, Super Jew, I saw that your head Rabbi Stern had Joe Biden on his show. Is this one of the signs of the apocalypse? I used to listen to Howard back in the day, and he talked about how the government was after him, and he was targeted, and the government's awful. And that was in the 90s, so it was Clinton and the Democrats. And now he's all about Biden and the government. Is this what's going to happen to you as the poor man, Stern? Are you eventually going to have Katie Hobbs on the show to blow her? Signed, John Johnson. So what you're saying is we would get a lesser politician and then start kissing their ass right there. Like, it is weird that Biden did Stern's show and like made up stories. There's some really funny stories that Biden said that he was arrested in a on the porch of a black family's house when they were trying to desegregate the schools in some city in Delaware. And he's like, I protested. And he's talking about protesters. I didn't really hear it, but I read this part. He was talking about protesters. Mom tried to stop me, but I couldn't. I was protesting. And they said he got arrested. And he's told that story twice. The first time he told it, he said the cops just drove him home. Now he's saying he was arrested. He also told some story about how he got arrested when he tried to see Nelson Mandela down in South Africa once. And that Mandela, when he saw him years later, hugged him and said, I want to thank you for coming down there. You were arrested when you tried to see me, and that's brave. And he's like, yeah, thanks. And then the South Africans are like, we never arrested that guy. That didn't happen. And then Joe Biden's like, oh, did I didn't mean to say arrested. They stopped me. Well, you said arrested several times and then said that Mandela was, like, saying you got arrested. Like, you, that's made up.
It was a busy weekend.
That's made up. It was a very busy weekend. And maybe it was the same weekend.
I went over there to Africa.
Every time he sees black people, somebody arrests him.
Well, now we know where Pratt gets it from.
Oh, it's just completely delusional lunacy. Yeah. But it was weird to hear, and I can't do the impressions today because I don't have a voice, but Stern and Biden, like, that is a strange, like, apocalyptic mix-up for me and all I've known of Howard Stern, who I'm not going to bash. I think his growth and his change is fine if that's what he wants to do. He's earned it. But it is awfully strange juxtaposition of the last time I listened to Howard Stern's show, which wasn't that long ago, because Satellite gave me a freebie, so I haven't listened to him in years. And he had one of his guys, Richard, eating something out of the butt crack of another guy. And I'm like, well, he still does that crap. But then he wants to talk to the president. And I'm like, how does that happen? How do you still get that going? And just talking about smelly butts.
And like, not being afraid to do that. Like, all right, I'm going to.
Yeah, but at a certain point, like, isn't it the president's job to go, I'm not going. Like, he shouldn't come on our show. Like, that would be weird. Like, politicians shouldn't do that. But, yeah, you went on there trying to appeal to that. And I get it. You can be multiple things. But it just seems sort of strange that the dude that railed against that very. You forget that those were the people that put the stickers on everything. You know, parental advisor. This country has made a weird flip around from the late 80s.
Tipper Gore.
When Tipper Gore and the Democrats were the ones trying to say, you know, ban this, ban that when it comes to language and religion and, like, weird. And they put the stickers on stuff that said parental advisory, you know, explicit lyrics, which created the greatest T-shirt of the early 90s. And that was Stern's, like, rallying call. They were after him. The FCC, the government's after me. And there he is. To see that guy sitting there and, you know, holding hands with anybody in the government, it throws me for a loop. I don't feel like that's a natural thing, but he's gone, evidently, and I haven't listened for a while, he's gone completely bananas bonkers for politics. Which is also something that guy, you know, he used to do that to
Imus. So much that you think he will run for something?
No. But Imus is, he's already tried that crap. Imus was the one he used to make fun of that he got old and started to talk about politics and yelling. And, like,
yeah.
You can talk about politics, but it had to be, like, it can't be like this love festival. It's weird. I didn't hear the interview. I just read the parts that Biden was making stories up, which I find hysterical. But it's so weird. And to sit down with Howard Stern and act like there is no history there or no, like, it's strange. And basically, Biden would be a guest on the Stern show you'd think he wouldn't want, and Trump would be one that he would want.
Like, hasn't he been a regular? Not
Trump
a regular,
used to
but
be.
Yeah.
Yeah, he used to be on there all the time, and he was a great guest for me. He's, you know, and I don't know. He's gone bananas. And not that he needs to keep doing the same things over and over, but this is a weird juxtaposition.
I understand for the Biden crew, that's a big win. In other words, I think they like the fact we got the king of all media to interview.
Yeah, but I mean, he's not that now.
I know.
Like Joe Rogan.
Still, but you understand that. I mean, you can see the whole reason why they're wanting that.
Sure. But it's also, he likes it now.
How much it would be rehearsed or
pandering.
I mean, don't you think a lot of those things are like there's certain areas you can't go? Like questions you can't ask?
Oh, I'm sure that there's like a series of things that it wasn't an open interview.
Which isn't Howard either.
No.
You can't go here. You can't go down this road.
I guarantee you that they had a group saying, do not ask this. Don't go down those roads. He can handle anything, but don't do this. Don't do that.
All right, I'll do it.
Yeah. Hey, I'll tell you, Robin, we got a great, great guest today.
Yum.
We got two lesbians. Two lesbians and the president are going to come in. Red Robin, I mean, when we get these lesbians all over the president, and we're going to ask him how big his dick is.
Yum.
I mean, do you have a bigger dick than Trump? Do you think Trump and you have similar sized penises? I mean, I don't know where, I don't know how America sits back and takes that seriously.
It'd have been great if Biden pulled out a guitar and did a little acoustic jam.
Hey, take a look at my dick. Where's the dykes? We're going to bring out the dykes in a second, President Biden. Don't worry. We have lesbians. I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. But nothing does anymore. And again, those bloody horses running around London. I don't know if you saw them. There are military
horsemen.
And they were covered in blood. They broke free. They got spooked by something. Big Ben stopped at 9 a.m. on the dot. And then these horses ran around London covered in blood for a while until they could figure them out. They were like military horses or something. But the visual of it is like, uh-oh. Well, maybe those Bible people had something here because this is Biden on Stern. Brady's daughter's getting cursed out at Christian tennis events. I mean, this is all weird. It's very strange. Yeah, if you haven't seen those horses running around London, one of them's white.
Vita, Trojan, Quaker, and Tennyson.
The white one is coated in blood. And I don't know. And they're evidently, the horses are in fairly serious condition. Like, this was bad. And they're just running all over London. The white one covered in blood is disturbing. You see, there it is. Yeah, look at that. And they're just making turns and shooting down roads. And everybody's like, what are the bloody horses running around London? And Big Ben doesn't work anymore? And then they got Big Ben working, and they corralled the horses, and everybody's like, let's just act like that didn't happen. And now, and we're going to bring in, like, look, President Biden, I want you to rank these girls' cans.
I'm doing that.
Yeah, let's get some cans in here. What would you do? I mean, how big? Tell me something, President Biden. I don't want to get too personal. Red Robin, cover your ears.
Yum.
Brettle juice. Be careful here. Where's Baba Bastard? I need to talk to him. Tell me how big Dr. Jill's cans are.
He's got big cans.
So I put my hands on those cans. That's right. Tell me about that. How tight is she? How tight is the first lady?
It's pretty tight. I mean, I've had tighter. Been to Vietnam.
That's right. Tell me about that. What's the tightest broad you've ever been with?
Was in Vietnam.
It's in Vietnam, serving the country. I know you didn't go to Vietnam. I know that for a fact.
I was over there, serving, not during the war.
Tell me about Dr. Julie. She's an oral specialist. What do you get out of that? At your age, can you still get it up? That's all I want to know. Here's one of my writers. This is Richard. Smell his beehole. I mean, what do you get out of the Stern-Biden interview? Other than, like, you know, complete praise and honor. Like, there's nothing coming out of that interview.
Does a game show with him.
All right. We're going to do a day called Taste the Semen. The president's going to try to guess which one of the members of the show he's actually ingesting. Is this Baba Bastard or Red Robin? Go ahead, Mr. President.
That's not bad. I think that's Black Lady. Go with Baba Bastard.
That's exactly right. He got it. Very good. That president knows the semen. We could do the whole show pretending to be Stern and what he should have done.
Arizona's most funniest morning show.
Yeah, exactly.
Morning Sickness.
I'm listening because I want to.
Mornings of 98KUPD.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
All right, now the president's going to come in blackface and do a routine. I'm going to bring in Billy Joel. He's always here. It's just, I don't know. The world doesn't make sense to me, and that's a big one.
Grew up in blackface.
Yeah.
I grew up doing blackface in vaudeville. Yeah, I was a blackface comedian.
We all know about your past being false. Stop telling these stories.
I went down to visit Mandela. I dipped myself in a bunch of shoe polish, tried to go visit him as one of his own. I was arrested.
We all know that's not true, Mr. President. Now, take another sip of this and tell me. Is this the limo driver's semen or my urine? Go ahead. Blindfold him. Don't cheat.
Okay, I won't. That's pee.
All right. Yeah, do you like butt stuff? I mean, what are you into?
It just doesn't seem like it's possible. But no, in answer to the question that was asked,
we will not have Katie Hobbs in here someday praising her, no matter how crazy her opposition may be. We did have Donald Trump Jr. on the show in 2020. It was an odd thing, but he was calling all the radio stations, and I'm like, that's because none of us thought he'd win. Was that 16? That was 16. Jesus, that was a long time. Wow. That was 2016, because it was, because we all thought, this is crazy. Like, you've lost your mind thinking you guys are going to win this. And I just wanted to hear what he said. And I remember asking him, and it was the most sense anybody made in the presidential campaign that year, was when he said to me, when I said, you keep railing against Hillary as the elite. And I'm like, you're the elite? And he goes, not in this case, we're not. And it dawned on me right there that their game plan was to, undermine their elite behavior by acting like they're one of us. And it was working. And that was early on, and that was like in summer. And yeah. I'm like, that is going to win. They got a billionaire who's got everything made out of gold saying, I'm just like you. It's the Ed Mylett and Tony Robbins trick to tell people, I'm rich, but you can be rich too. It's easy. These people are keeping you from doing it. It was the most sense anybody's ever made in that. Well, like, I get it. Like, their game plan was to just keep harping on the fact that the elite of Washington, and like, they don't, they're but he, trying, you know, not to.
And at the same time, never downplayed it like he.
Oh, we're rich, sure. Yeah. But we're rich, like, the way
you
can be.
It wasn't like he was, showing up in a jean jacket, dressing down.
He wasn't right. Springsteen.
He didn't pull a full Springsteen. And he just came out and he goes, look, I'm loaded. You guys can be loaded, too.
But I'm one of you.
Right, I'm one of you. I got loaded the right way. They got loaded and don't want you to be. You'll never be, no matter how rich you are, you'll never be in their circles. And he played it like, look at me. I'm a billionaire and they don't want me around. Why? Because I'm not one of them. I'm one of you guys. I'm too much like you. And it worked. Now, enough of that. Now, President Biden, we're going to bring in the Sibian now.
I almost spit.
We're going to have President Biden's going to sit down. Get it right inside you. There you go.
Oh, God.
I think he's going to shoot Red Robin. I think it's going to happen right here.
Oh, God.
Right. Ride that Sibian. No, wait, tell me about that. How fast was that? Now, you ejaculated immediately.
Oh, God.
You can get him off of it. Somebody help him.
Can you stick around with our next guest? It's Pamela Anderson.
Is we're going to Pam Anderson. Have you ever been with Pam Anderson or somebody who looks like that? Dr. Jill ever looked that good? Tell me, would you leave Dr. Jill for one night with Pam Anderson in a prime?
Oh, yeah. You know it. Fire that thing up. Oh, God.
He made him do it twice. I mean, some say he's old, but, I mean, look at the stamina. I would look. I'd pay to watch that for hours on end. All right, we want to come back. We're gonna take a little break here. We come back. The president's gonna ride the Sibian again, and he's gonna ask Pamela Anderson 10 questions. Do you shave your pubes to and then put it on your head for more hair?
I've never done that. I've thought about it.
I don't know. The world's coming to an end. I just watch those bleeding ponies right in the middle of London, and you'll agree with me that things aren't normal. Nothing's normal ever again. By the way, man, the Suns are. I just got a thing says on Bleacher Report. Kevin Durant said, "I never felt comfortable in my role alongside Devin Booker and Bradley Beal this season." You say that now? You say that now?
Says 2020.
You know how much money I spent. Hoping you'd get comfortable, you son of a bitch. Had you told me back in November, you know, it's not looking good. I don't feel very comfortable. Don't start that, you baby. It's everybody's fault but your own. You guys sucked as a group. Keep it that way. Get out there and remain. Oh, this, I'm torn. I'm a mess. By the way, Charles, who runs Aftermath, great restaurant, says that he's going to send me a bill for the inside of his truck because Biden riding the Sibian is something he thought he'd never hear.
Oh, God.
It's similar to if Brady wrote it.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Turn it up. Turn it up. Like Urban Cowboy. Get the horse rolling. All right. He wants more juice. Give him more juice. I didn't think I'd watch the president ejaculate in the show today, but that's why it's the greatest show ever. Let's just do that today. I have nothing else to do. I can't do any other voices. It's great. Let's get a wake-up song. I'm losing it as we speak. Brett, what do you have up there on the big board?
I didn't pull them all up.
You
yet,
didn't. So do your job.
I got some of them here. All right. Wake-up song brought to you by Action Ride Shop. Our boy Josh was out there at the U-Fest. And they got lots of stuff going on right now, getting you guys ready for mountain bike season. So now's the time to get that bike looked at, pick up a new one, whatever you need. They got all the gear right there. ActionRideShop.com, or just go visit the boys over there on Gilbert Road.
And it snowed 20 inches this weekend, like Friday and Thursday.
I don't know what the hell's going on.
I don't either, but you can go up and still ski. Now they're going to start manufacturing some snow, so you got a couple more weeks. I think the latest that Snowball's ever been open is the middle of May. We're pushing that. That's pretty good stuff right there.
All right, on the list, Pantera, 5 minutes alone for you and your fight with the drummer from POD. Motionless in White, just because of the show. Somebody wanted POD's Alive just because of your fight.
Tried to fight the guy. I didn't, though.
No Pity for a Coward from Suicide Silence for Johnny and the Baby Drummer.
Is that the band?
Yeah.
The guy?
Yeah. Lump Presence of the United States for Biden.
It's
B.B. King, The Thrill Is Gone for the Suns.
Oh, what a great song, though. Have we ever done that? Play a little blues to start the morning?
AC/DC Shoot to Thrill.
Is Suicide Silence Suicide good? Silence.
I don't know. When it pulls them up. All right, we'll pull some.
I feel bad. Maybe I'd give that guy a few bucks. We play a song and they get a royalty. They get like 19 cents to just show up in his account one day. He won't know why, but it's because we played a song.
Apparently it's explicit, but this is No Pity for a Coward. So.
Okay, this is the one they suggested.
Oh, wait a minute. What the hell? Hang on. I got to log in.
You got to download their whole deal? Nah, I'm not interested anymore.
Are you over 18?
All right. While we wait for Britt to get that done, let's get Dr. Jill on the Sibby and then see if she can perform oral on the president while she rides. Here we go.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
All right. This should be it.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the drummer's bad. I don't want to hear this anymore. You knew I was going to say that. What was the list again? Go back.
All right, let's see here.
Shoot to Thrill.
Shoot to Thrill, 5 minutes alone, Lump for the Presidents, BB King.
Let's do Motionless in White.
Okay.
They were the winner of Friday night, let's be honest. Hell of a show, hell of a night. Everything was great. But if anybody walked away and didn't say, Motionless in White has my attention.
Somebody wanted any band with a dead singer.
So many to choose.
In this moment. Volbeat, Last Day Under the Sun for the Suns.
Oh, we could do that. Let's do that. Okay. Volbeat, Last Day Under the Sun. All right. Although I want to play a little Motionless in White, I think.
We can do both.
You're not wrong. Let's do both. We'll do Motionless in White and Volbeat for the Suns and for our big win on Friday. We had a win as a station on Friday with an absolutely great show. You guys were awesome hanging out with us. Congratulations to our winner. His last name's Marquez, if I remember. Anthony? Was it Anthony Marquez? I don't remember his first name. Did a little drinking Friday. I can't remember. And then Hopkins turns to me Friday and he goes, didn't plan the night well. Oh, yeah? I'm going to need a ride. I'm like, I'm not driving you back to Albuquerque. You live too far away. Take me somewhere in the middle. So he piles in my car and we ended up at Tempe Marketplace and had quesadillas at Bar Louie. I drank nothing but Coke Zero for like the last 2 hours. So I was fine. But Doug was just sitting there staring at the floor. I needed to plan this out better. The person that gave him a ride left early. So we could have left TV's Doug Hopkins right there at the venue. It would have been pretty great. All the way around. Fun night. Motionless and White stole the show, I think. And it was a high bar to steal. Even though they wanted to fight me. POD was great. Bad Wolves was great.
The Offspring.
There
wasn't a band on there. You're they're okay.
You were entertained the whole night.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
all night long, you're like, this is a great show. And kudos to Larry McFeely for throwing that thing together and all the folks at Live Nation. I mean, Larry works hard on those. Doesn't get the credit he deserves for it. But he does work very hard to get those things put together. And
it went flawless.
Yeah, it was fairly
from us
simple.
On the broadcast to the bands on stage, I mean, it was great.
Yeah. Larry does a great job with that. We give him a lot of grief around here, but that dude busts it for this kind of stuff. And it's mainly because he honestly does want the listener experience to be great. I think they had a good one Friday.
Mostly. We had the it was during Chevelle's set where they stopped.
Yeah, guy got hurt.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, really, he stopped the song immediate, saw it, and it took about 5 minutes.
I got him out. It's the coach of the Timberwolves, Chris Finch, blew his knee out there, too. The guy couldn't get around this weekend. Tough night. So that was pretty weird because they had to stop the show because somebody got hurt. Hopefully that person's okay. I don't even know what happened, but evidently they fell or something, broke their leg.
They walked him, saw him walk him right out, right by us, probably about 15 feet away, and either he fell or maybe they had to do the...
I don't know what happened.
The revival.
You thought he did a Narcan.
Maybe, I don't know.
You thought he was Narcan'd out. That could be.
Hopefully it's just a fall and he knocked out. And got
I actually root for your way. I think Narcan at our show is a better story. We Narcan'd a guy back to life right there. Chevelle brought it out. Pretty solid.
But they wouldn't have walked him out if that was
true. Sure they would have. Yeah. Why not? Absolutely. Wake up, you're coming with me, and you're going to have a hell of you're going to have a hell of a headache in a second.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.